My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Proudly sponsored by Taskers. They've reinvented the way you shop for your home. Go and check out our brand new look Taskers on Long Lane.
So it's the Panto Diaries. Ladies of Liverpool, a little bit special, a bit more sparkly than normal, and that's hard to beat because it's always a little bit sparkly, but this has got the festive feel. I want to introduce you to everyone and everything behind this year's Cinderella at the iconic Epstein Theatre. I couldn't start the podcast without talking to Maureen. Now, you might have heard about the Epstein and how the doors were closed in a very dramatic fashion.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, people didn't have faith that this theatre should still exist. And when I say people, I don't include Maureen because she saved it. She's the actual fairy godmother. Forget me and the outfit on the stage this Christmas. Maureen's the fairy godmother.
Thank you for that.
How did it come about, Maureen? What happened?
Well, a friend of mine bought the building and he said, I've got the perfect thing for you. So we came and had a look at the theatre. Me and my husband, and we fell in love with it. And we had to save it. Because it's an iconic part of Liverpool.
Yeah, and what...
Brian Epstein and everything.
What do you see for the future of the Epstein Theatre?
We want to make it somewhere for all the family to come to put all different shows on. We do cabaret shows, we do everything, the pantomime. We want it back every year for it. It's really just an iconic theatre.
It really is. There's so many memories and they're all of us of different ages, like you say. We can remember coming here. I've done Panto more than once a year since I was 10 and 44. And the first ever Panto I saw, even before the Empire, was here.
Yeah.
It was the Neptune Theatre you'll remember back in the day. So projections for next year, what kinds of shows can we be looking forward to seeing at the Epstein?
Well, we've got so many different types of shows, various shows from everything coming here. We're already nearly booked up for next year. And we've still got people coming back who have put shows on with us this year, want to come back again next year.
It's
absolutely fabulous.
And you've created a few new things. So before we meet to the cast, who are going to love the new things you've brought in, tell everyone what's new about the Epstein.
Well, the Epstein has also got a new bar, which is called a stage door. And the stage door is where you can go and get your tickets. And we've got the box office downstairs, so there's no climbing the stairs. We've brought the lift back for everybody. We've created bigger bars as well, so there's no queuing now. And we just love the theatre and we just want everything in it.
So as you're the boss.
One of the boss.
You're the one. No, you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
Maureen.
I have the last.
You're the one who can clear.
Yeah.
A little after show drink. So
if
people want to shake the kids off and stay for a drink with the cast.
Yes, they can stay for a drink with the cast. And we're also doing another room for meet and greet, which is another bar as well.
Yeah.
So anybody who's putting shows on can come and have a drink and have a meet and greet with the act.
I love this. All the grown-ups in my life are coming once with the kids to a matinee and then coming back in the night to stay and have a bit of a
And then we have singers on in the new bar as well. So we're just trying to create a nice atmosphere for everyone. Keep the party going. We're different than most theatres. Most theatres, people go in, have one drink and leave.
Yeah.
Ours, they want to stay all the time.
Yeah. And we will. And that we will this Christmas.
And we will.
We'll stay until you kick us out. That's Maureen. She's behind the venue. Let's see who's behind the actual show.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So, of course, at Christmas, we all become this massive big family, but we actually don't meet until today. We put our costumes on and say hello for the first time. So why not do it with microphones on and cameras pointing in our face? Michael, nice to meet you.
And also one pointing in our face as well. But I love it.
There's a little microphone hidden on the end of this, so it's a very special one today. Michael, your story is quite unique with this today because a lot of people have come through agents and they've done, you know, pantos before and whatever else. You did an open audition, even though you're fully established in theatre, you did an open audition to sort of win the part of the prince. How was that?
Yeah, we screwed it. It was one of those things where I've actually never done a panto in Liverpool. And I am actually from Liverpool, even though my accent's like fully dulled down now.
No way.
I'm from Liverpool and I've always wanted to do something here, like a panto wise. So it was kind of when the opportunity came about, I was like, I need to grasp it and I need to get in here. And it was such a nice day. The team were lovely. Everyone auditioning was so nice. But to actually have the part now, and my cousin has a 2-year-old son. For people like him to be able to come and watch it and everything, it just feels so special to be here for Christmas.
What shows have you been doing over the last couple of years then that are different to panto?
I've done Grease and Juliet, Dancing Man.
And Juliet, that's huge. That's a massive production.
Yeah, yeah.
So were you touring with that? Were you in the West End?
Yeah, I was touring. Actually, it was like one of my first times at the Liverpool Empire. So again, it was like, just any time I'm in Liverpool, it's just always like 10 times better than anywhere else.
Isn't it, Jugs?
It's so good.
So playing the Prince then, does it come naturally? Do you feel like this is the part that you can play with your eyes shut? Or does it feel a little bit tough because everyone plays the Prince differently?
Yeah, I feel it's a bit tough, I'm not going to lie. I'm mainly like, whatever shows I've done, I'm mainly ensemble and then I always cover.
Yeah.
So this is actually the first sort of like role that has kind of...
Oh, Michael Attbar.
...been given to me. So
yeah.
I'm actually quite nervous about it, I'm not going to lie, but I'm excited because everyone we've met today is so lovely.
They are, aren't they?
It's just a panto, isn't it? It's
yeah.
just a good time. And
yeah.
I'm excited to get my teeth into it.
So what could possibly go wrong? When you've been on stage before, I think we've all, as, you know, thespians, we all have a couple of stories up our sleeves
yeah.
of when things have gone a little bit wrong. Have you had any embarrassing moments on the stage or moments you'd never like to relive again?
I mean, there's tons. Luckily, in terms of like forgetting lines, I think most of us have done that quite a few times. But in terms of anything massive, nothing's happened to me, but I have seen quite a few things like wardrobe malfunctions and stuff like this go on, which
yeah.
is always a thing.
I've lost my pants.
Exactly. That's
I've
what I mean.
I've stood up on stage and my pants have fell off.
Exactly.
The water's just come off and I've just been left.
You just have to laugh, don't
or
you?
Or turn it into part of the sea.
Exactly.
Looking up, I was doing Jungle Book at the time. And I turned into a little monkey and I ran off the sea. This is how we earn a living. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, there has to be. But we keep coming back.
We do. So what can people expect this year? You've seen the script.
Yeah.
You've met the cast. In your words, off the cuff, and you could eat your words
okay.
a couple of days into the show. But off the cuff, straight from you, what should people expect?
Amazing people. And the cast and crew, like everyone's lovely, met the floor. Absolute bangers. There are some absolute tunes in here.
Yeah.
And all around, just a good time. It's panto. You can't not enjoy it.
No, we're going to have a party, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And everyone's invited. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
To our love.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So two breakfast show veterans. You're going to be the only one getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning this year. Kev Diwala, BBC Radio Merseyside. How are you feeling in your own words, honest to God? And remember, this podcast is for adults. So you can say what you like.
Oh my goodness, okay. how long have you got?
Any regrets? You've met the cast now. Do you yes. feel like making an excuse and going home?
Yeah, I just thought, you know what, when I came into the Epstein, I haven't been into the Epstein for years and I forgot how close they are to the stage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to be seeing the whites of people's eyes. You know, if they don't like it, they're going to let us know.
Yeah, and that's the mad thing about the Epstein is that everyone is so...
Yeah, yeah.
They're like on your knee when you come out. And the stage, I think they call it raked.
The raked, yeah, yeah.
So you're in high heels, Kev, it's not easy.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. So, have you done panto before?
I did, Leanne. I did panto about 25 years ago.
What?
And it was Cinderella down in Worthing. And I was Buttons then. And I'm just trying to remember what it was like. And it's just gone over my
You've
head
like
now.
Like post-traumatic stress.
It's all coming back to me. Yeah, I don't know whether I'll actually be here on opening night. I might just be in the dressing room. To be like that.
People think dead easy, don't they? They're just like, oh, you just get up and make it up. But there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah. On and off, lines here, lines there.
Music cues,
yeah.
costume changes, yeah. all of that. But a lot of people listen to this pod now, as soon as they hear your voice, they're not going to think BBC Radio Merseyside. They're going to think Blues Clues.
Oh my God.
They are.
Yes.
I think every time you speak to me, I think. Blues Clues. So I love Blues Clues. My little brother love Blues Clues. Can you tell us how that journey began then for any wannabe TV presenters or actors?
Yeah. Wow, Blues Clues was incredible because I was in Starless Express at the time on roller skates.
Wow.
So I was doing that. And then I thought, I can't be roller skating for the rest of my life. I want to try presenting. So I auditioned, I just did a little screen show, sent it off to Nickelodeon. And then they said, we want to audition you for Blues Clues. So They put me amongst another 100 guys. And because it's an American show, they sent our 100 tapes off to America. And then they whittled it down to about 30. And then we sent this show reel to all of the schools in Liverpool and the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the kids. That one thing about Blues Clues, it's the kids that chose the host. So I was really, really, yeah, I was really, really honoured to do that, to be chosen out of, you know, that whole journey. And it was difficult because it was green screen, you know, you had to interact with just with nothing, with just tapes and everything. But it was a wonderful, wonderful show. Really, really proud of it. And what's really funny is that I get like grown men running after me in the street going, hey, Kevin, I'm like, what? Wasn't me. And they go, no, thank you so much for, you know, for letting my kids, what, you know, what you've done. And it's been phenomenal.
It was pretty iconic.
Yeah.
So going back then, I didn't know about Starlight.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So did you like fully train as a dancer before you started doing what you do?
I did musical theatre. I started in musical theatre.
Yes.
So I trained in an old school called Elsie Smith Stage School in Anfield.
Heard of it, yeah.
Right. So I did ballet, tap and modern for 3 years. Yeah. So I got all my teaching qualifications in that. And then I went to London and became a dancer. So I was like old school, show my age now. Love but like that. The Cannon and Ball show, Morecambe and Moore, I was like one of the backing dancers on Top of the Pops, did all of that. And then I went into Starlight after that, and I was in Starlight for 9 years.
What a show. I mean, you've got to be an all-rounder, a triple threat, as they say, to do something like
that. And listen, don't tell anybody about the roller skates, otherwise, because, you know, Chantelle will have me on the skates.
Oh, the producers will have you in them before you can put your coat on to go and to tech. So, Panto this year then,
yeah.
You're here, you're ready for it, you game. Have you had any experiences on stage that give you nightmares still to this day? That we all have those moments where you go, never want to relive that ever again. But it's funny now, wasn't at the time.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is when I was in Starlight.
Go on.
And I injured my knee. And it's funny at the time now, but because we had Lycras on and knee pads, I injured my knee, so my knee slightly popped out of its sockets. And because I had knee pads and Lycra on, it wouldn't move, it wouldn't go back into place. So my mic's on, and I've just used all of these expletives. Everybody in the audience were like that. And I was just being dragged off the stage like that. And the funniest thing now when I think back, the company manager, right, they were all around me like that. And they had this Lycra thing on like that. And then somebody said, right, we've got to get the Lycra off, Kev.
Hey, it's bone on bone because your knee's out and it's just on your kneecap.
Yeah.
Oh, the pain. Yeah.
And then somebody says, get the scissors. And the company manager went, can we do that? Do we need to cut his costume?
They wanted to save the costume rather than your knee.
Exactly. So when I think back now, that's probably a horrible thing, but when I look back, it's a funny thing.
It made you, you tough as owl boots. I love it, Kev. Can't wait to work with you.
Yeah, me too.
Ball at the ball.
Yes, we'll do it.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So Katie, Cinderella, you are one of the few members of the cast who's not born and bred in Liverpool, but you have spelt a whole lot of time here, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And I'm a Northern lass, so that counts.
It totally counts for us, babe. It really does. And what I want to ask you is, when you look back on your career, because you're only young, but when you look back on your career, did you ever see yourself going from TV to Panto at the Epstein?
I've always done panto.
Good.
So I was seven.
We love panto in Liverpool.
Honestly, I love panto.
Yeah.
Christmas isn't the same when I'm not doing a panto. I just love how it gets everybody in the festive spirit. The kids have the best time. The adults have a great time because you have a giggle.
And was it your niece who said you really want your niece to come and watch you this year?
She did see me in Cinderella a couple of years ago, but I played the fairy.
Yeah.
I think she wanted me to play Cinderella, so I'm doing this for her.
Oh, that's cute. So people are listening now. They're walking the dog. They're in the bath, wherever they listen to the podcast. And they're going, I know a voice. I recognise the name. Explain to everyone who doesn't know. Who is Katie?
That's a hard question.
It's a good one though, isn't it? It's a good one.
I have got a very distinctive voice. I played Scout in Waterloo Road, if anyone's seen that.
Yeah.
And what I'm best known for is Sinead Tinker in Coronation Street. And I've done a lot of bits and bobs since then.
You have. You're currently...
I did a stint in Hollyoaks as well.
You did. You've done Hollyoaks. You've done Corrie. You've done everything every young actress dreams of doing. And then you're stepping into this big ball gown into what I would argue is the best venue this year for Christmas with the best cast because everyone's just living
their
best life.
Everyone seems so lovely.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what makes pantos as well. Like, you become a little family. Yeah, so I just think it's so important that everybody gets on. And I can tell there's a few cheeky chappers and we're going to have a giggle. She's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, Shania.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm Brenda. Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah, that's our gang. So when you think of being on stage, because you've done lots of stage, you're currently in a play at the moment.
Yeah.
Can you think of something maybe that's gone wrong on stage? Because things go wrong in panto all the time and the audience love it. It's the best bit. Sometimes, so for us actors who are on the stage, they're not the best memories, but we can look back and laugh as time goes on. Has anything ever gone wrong for you on stage?
I mean, I probably shouldn't say this.
Say it.
With Chantel there as a
boy. Say it.
We played this game with a tangerine, and basically we had to pass the tangerine round. Well, I've never done it before. I was under pressure and I just saw the and I just kind of dropped it. And it was a really bizarre moment in Cinderella because the fairy just drops a tangerine on stage for absolutely no reason. But
she's panicking now.
It was hilarious.
This is absolutely brilliant.
We're not going to play any secret game.
We'll play plenty of games, and Chantel's just sitting there without going, oh, I knew I shouldn't have put them together. Are we sharing the dressing room, Chantel?
If you want.
I think we should, so we can plot what we're going to do.
I love that. I just love watching the cast have got in fits and giggles.
Because we have our own show, don't we?
Yeah,
aside from the show. And so if you're buying your tickets, look out for what's going on on stage that isn't supposed to be going on. Yeah.
And we need to have a bit of a giggle as well, and it'll just be fun.
Because we're doing the same show, sometimes three times a day, we have to entertain ourselves. Yes. If you haven't got your tickets, buy them now, Katie. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
Love you.
All ladies of Liverpool.
So the Ugly Sisters might become, I think, triplets this Christmas because we're the image of each other, I can't believe it. We got the memo.
Scouse Glam.
Fully Scouse Glam. Shania, Brenda, is this your first time playing Ugly Sister?
Not for me, but together.
Right, and it is our first time together, yeah.
Oh, wow, is that going to work out for us all? Do you think there's going to be murder?
We're not sure. We've known each other for 15 years, so we're going to have to give a pre-warning to all of you that have been backstage. It's just us.
Until, like, fisticuffs happen, just don't get involved.
Well, we don't do that. We just cut each other's wicks, eh?
Yeah. And then I'll go back to work because she makes them. I go, can you fix that?
So talk to me about the backgrounds of this, the makeup, the look. Everyone plays Ugly Sisters differently. What's going to be your spin in your own words?
Scouse, Scouse and Scouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you thought of like some Scouse references, topical things? Are you putting them in the script? Have you told the producer you're just going to do your own thing?
We'll see, won't we?
Oh, wait. Don't be like that. The nerves will be gone. So going back then to panto days for you, what are your finest memories or your worst parts? Have you got any times where things have gone dreadfully wrong and you hated it?
I was doing a panto in Kent. I'm not going to say who it was for, but it was in Kent.
Yeah.
And I walked out on stage and I'm doing my opening number. I'm giving it the bit, just going for it. And then the audience were all pointing at me and the dancers were pointing at me. I was like, what is it? There was a spider in my wig. It crawled out of my wig and I dropped character completely. Not that the character's that different to me anyway. Dropped the wig on the floor, started stamping out, and then realised there was an audience. I went, there was a spider.
No.
Horrible.
Actual wildlife, we haven't had that so far. That's the fear.
If you see me during the run, I'll be like, if I feel a little bit.
Stamp on that.
If I feel a little bit of something on my face, I'm like, you just make sure there's not a spider. Horrible.
Well, your veteran performers, something must have gone wrong for you as well.
Oh, no, everything always just goes absolutely.
Oh, behave yourself. Really, is that the truth?
Remember that time you was to sing a song to prove that you could do it better than me and you cracked?
No, I forgot all the words. Oh, yeah.
The Ugly Bitches this year, not the Ugly Sisters. Love it. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah, girl.
Exactly.
Good, have a ball.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new looking store or head to taskersonline.com.